Welcome to the KNEL Radio Podcast, your podcast for news, sports, music, and talk radio. KNEL Radio Podcast is your resource to local news and sports from the heart of Texas and the Texas Hill Country. Join us weekly for Hillbilly Hits radio show highlighting traditional country music and artists. And At Home with Debbie Rule, a talk show about home, family, and relationships. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference in your life today.
Yesterday, and had a number of items on their agenda. With us this morning is McCullough County Judge Frank Truill. Good morning, Judge.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. The McCullough County Commissioners, you have the regular meeting of the Commissioners Court, but also you're continuing the process of working on the budget for next year. But so, you know, the first thing on your agenda yesterday was a report, sort of a presentation by a representative from the Matterhorn Express Pipeline, the new pipeline planned for McCullough County.
Correct.
Another one planned for McCullough County. From your standpoint, where was that stand? I wasn't there for the presentation. When are they looking at doing this?
It's going to begin, I believe, June of 23, and it'll last for about 1 year as far as the construction aspect of it goes. I believe now he said that they are working with the property owners, and he was pleased to say, I think, all but two of the property owners that they've met with have agreed with what they've proposed.
Okay.
And he said that was exceptional.
Well, it is. It seemed to be unusual to get everybody to agree. So they're looking at putting in another pipeline across the area. It looks like pretty much a straight shot, straight across the sort of just above center line of the county.
Yes, I believe just kind of in the area of Placid, maybe just a little bit below Placid area, but almost it looked level going across the county. So,
the other items on the covered by the commissioners, you looked at a number of issues, sort of the uses of the county right of way.
Yes, both with the CTTC. And then an individual that was just wanting to put a couple of water lines across one of the roadways as well for livestock purposes. Mm-hmm. And we all know, as dry as it is, that's not an unusual request.
No, it's not. And then also some other items related to the budget as well. Let me back up. The county road inventory. Every year, as I recall, the county has to provide an inventory to the state of Texas of county roads.
Correct.
And I guess it makes sense.
Yes, they want to know if we've added miles or deleted miles, and the commissioners reported that there were no modifications of the roads. There was, I believe, the actual was 405 miles of county roads.
405 miles of county roads. That didn't count the state highways.
No.
So it's quite a bit.
It's a lot.
It is a lot, and in four precincts.
Correct. and very few people that do all the road work in those precincts.
Probably about four people.
Not very many.
Not many more. The other thing you talked about was budget. You had one item on there that you were going to consider separately, but then that was rolled into the budget discussion. So overall, from the budget standpoint, what's the progress like on working on the budget? Where do we stand?
Well, the numbers, the certified numbers from the appraisal district should be in this week. I spoke with Mr. Brandenberger last week, and I think the 25th was the day of, but he said it may be right shortly after that he would have the numbers ready for us. And those are the most critical ones, though. He did some proposed numbers a couple of months ago, but with the appraisals the way they've been, people protesting what their taxes are and or their appraisal values are, it was just where we couldn't nail down the budget just yet. We'd like to get those certified numbers and be closer.
Give you an idea of how much money is going to be coming in from taxes.
The ad valorem taxes, yes.
For the county. Mm-hmm. Overall, what's the outlook for the budget?
It's going to be up in a lot of areas, and just looking at, the cost of everything, the cost of living. I think early on it was in the 7%, then it's bumped to 8%, and then I kind of quit looking after that. I think I've heard up to 9%. But
yes.
And you, our employees are our most valuable assets, so we want to look after them and try to get them where they can just do their daily financial needs and have them met. We all know fuel is outrageous, and that's another thing with the precincts and the sheriff's department. Anybody that's got to put fuel in their vehicle, they had to add more to their budget than normal as well. We had a request from the county clerk for records preservation, and I believe she's requested that for several years in a row. We're looking at possibly using some of the ARPA funds in a combination with her cost of the court. She's got some areas where she collects some funds that goes towards that. So what she's already collected could offset those fees as well.
Speaking of the ARPA funds, one of the items on your agenda was to consider spending some money from the ARPA. The ARPA stands for the American
Recovery
Plan
Act.
Mm-hmm. And for some folks, the better known as the COVID-19 Relief Fund.
It's a spinoff of all of those funds.
All of that. You were looking at spending some money on that. You tabled that idea, that issue, to be discussed during the budget workshop. How did you sort all that out?
Well, during the budget workshop, we talked about different ideas of ways to spend those funds. And in the very beginning, the patrol cars we knew that could be a priority, plus anything that has to do with first responders was a given for doing the ARPA funds or spending the ARPA funds. And the process that I think is the most appropriate is talking about it and then allocating, similar to what the other counties have done. Some of the larger counties and cities have actually done subrecipient grants and so forth for other nonprofits. We talked about the possibility of that, but I believe you'd probably have to look for a third-party administrator to handle a lot of that. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of paperwork that goes along with it. And of course, the federal government wants you to keep up with every penny that you've spent.
That's right.
And it's we've learned just by doing the FEMA that you really need somebody that can stay on top of that and monitor it. And I hope the Recovery Plan Act, the people that we deal with, won't come and go quite as often as what the FEMA people have come and gone. And you'll get an idea from one person how you should do it, and then they're gone, and then you've got to deal with another person. So I don't know that we've got the manpower
to deal with that.
So we might look into a third-party administrator if we look into doing subrecipient.
Remind me how much money we're talking about coming to the county.
Just a little over $1.5
million. 1.5.
Yes.
Spent any of it yet?
No. This was the first allocation.
Have a long time to do it, though, if I recall.
Yes.
Through what? 24?
You've got to obligate it by 24, and you have up till 2026 to spend it.
Okay.
So, and we talked about a possibility of doing an annex, and with the cost of everything now, that kind of fell to the wayside, and we might do more smaller projects versus one large project.
Okay. Well, good luck.
Thank you. One thing I did want to mention, the text my gov for the emergency notifications.
That's right. Yeah. How's that coming?
Hadn't been a whole lot of response to it.
Okay.
There's still not very many people that have signed up for the program. I want to encourage folks to go to our county website and sign up for those emergency notifications. I would also encourage anyone that has a critical care need, such as maybe they're on oxygen 24 hours a day, we want to look out for those people. And if they could call my office, I would like to have a list of those individuals. We learned from the ice storm that we need some type of list to check on those folks out in the county or within the city as well. that have a critical care need, or maybe they don't have an immediate family member or friend in the area to check on them. And so I've got a short list right now of folks that have called and just on different things, and then I've mentioned that to them.
Okay.
Power outages and so forth, we don't want to think about that as well. But if it does occur, it would be nice to have that critical care list where we could check on those folks that might be out of power and need some help.
Okay. Very good. That's true. All right. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate y'all.
Okay. McCullough County Judge Frank Truill with us this morning here on the Morning Program.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcast, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.